My name is Nipsey Arai. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation, Willie J. Wallace. W-I-L-L-E.
Middle initial J. Last name W-A-L-L-A-C-E. This dictation was done on October 20th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. Patient has significant history of cardiac issues, and this also plays a factor in this CKD, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 24 from 21, creatinine of 2.11 from 2.29, and a GFR of 33 from 31, period. There is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria, comma, the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 125 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment, and he denies any urinary symptoms, period. He is feeling well overall, period. He is euvolemic and weighs 169, which is a good weight with a BMI of 24, period. Number two, hyperlipidemia with mild elevation in the triglycerides of 202, period. The rest of the lipid panel is unremarkable. We recommend following a diet in low in fat and cholesterol, as well as decreased simple carbohydrates, period. We recommend continuation of a plant-based diet, period. Continue with the same regimen. Next line, hypertension, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 95 over 78. Continue with the low sodium diet of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as decreased overall fluid intake of no more than 25 to 30 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.7% from 7%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, gout / hyperuricemia, which has improved with the uric acid of 6.5. He is currently taking allopurinol 100 milligrams, which has been adjusted by the PCP because he was taking 300 milligrams once added daily at the last visit, semicolon. However, due to unfavorable side effects of dizziness, it was the dose was decreased to 100 milligrams, period. Next line, a dilated cardiomyopathy. He is LVAD dependent and has been since 2019. He follows with Dr. Shakar, S-H-A-K-A-R, Dr. Shakar Simon in Orlando, and At this time, there is no plans for a heart transplant, but we will. He continues to follow with the cardiologist on a regular basis. Next line, systolic CHF/AFib/CAD. Again, he follows with Dr. Shekhar in Orlando. He is taking Coumadin for the AFib. Next line, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Next line, COPD without exacerbation. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and